Matthew, son of Alpheus.
Yes.
Follow me.
Me?
A blessed morning, mga ka-alab. Alam mo ba kung anong oras na? Yes, 9 a.m. na. Kaya naman, it's synchronous praying time. For the past 7 weeks, marami tayo natutunan sa buhay ni na Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, at Nathaniel. And just last week, nakilala rin natin si Apostle Thomas. Are you ready for more? Today, kilalanin at balikan naman natin ang buhay ni Apostle Matthew. As we all know, Matthew is also one of the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ according to the Bible. Matthew is the son of Alpheus. Siya rin ay nabanggit sa 4 synoptic gospels na Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Interestingly, mga ka-alab, si Matthew ay kilala rin sa tawag na Levi. Sa katunayan, ay matatagpuan sa Mark chapter 2 verse 14 at Luke chapter 5 verse 27 to 28 ng Bible ang pagkakatawag sa kanya ni Jesus sa pangalang ito. Pinaniniwalaan na Levi ang original niyang pangalan at it was Jesus who called him Matthew, meaning the gift of Yahweh, just like how Jesus named Simon as Peter. Wow! What an amazing experience na mabigyan tayo ng bagong pangalan ni Jesus. Ngunit ka-alab, higit pa sa meaning ng pangalan ni Matthew ang tunay na pangalan ng pagkakatawag sa kanya ni Kristo. Jesus encountered Matthew at the tax collection booth in Capernaum, isang lugar na matatagpuan sa Sea of Galilee kung saan siya nagtatrabaho bilang isang tax collector. Tama ang pagkakarig mo, ka-alab. Si Matthew ay isang tax collector bago pa man siya makilala ni Jesus. Noong panahon ng mga Romano, ang pagiging isang tax collector ay talagang dinedespise ng mga Jews sapagkat sila ay nagsiserve sa Roman Empire na siyang sumakop sa bayang Israel at sila rin ay kilalang kumukolekta ng sobrang buwis na siyang nagpapahirap sa mga kapwa nila Hudyo. Para sa mga Jews, ang pagiging tax collector ay isang mortal na kasalanan laban sa batas ni Moses. Nai-imagine mo na ba, ka-alab, kung anong klase ng tao si Matthew sa paningin ng mga tao sa paligid niya? Jesus knew in his heart who really Matthew was. Kaya naman, pinili niya si Matthew despite of who he is. Napakasaya ni Matthew at nag-celebrate siya sa kanyang bahay kasama si Jesus. Noong nakita ng mga Pharisees na si Jesus ay kasamang kumakain ni Matthew at ng iba pang mga tax collectors, ay muli nilang tinuligsa ito. Kaya naman, sila ay sinagot ni Jesus ng ganito. Nang marinig yun ni Jesus, sumagot siya, "Yung mga may sakit ang nangangailangan ng doktor, hindi yung mga walang sakit. Tingnan nyo at itindihin ang kahulugan nito. Imbis na maghandog kayo sa akin, mas gusto kong maging maawain kayo sa iba. Dahil dumating ako para tawagin ng mga makasalanan, hindi ang mga matuwid." Ka-alab, the call of Jesus to Matthew means everyone is welcome in the kingdom of God. Kahit ang pinakamasama at pinakamakasalanan ng tao sa paningin ng mundo, ay kayang tubusin at baguhin ng pag-ibig ni Kristo. Kaya nga sabi sa Ephesians 1 verse 7, tinubos tayo ni Kristo sa pamamagitan ng kanyang dugo, at sa gayon ay pinatawad na ang ating mga kasalanan. Ganoon kadakila ang kanyang kagandahang loob. This time around, let's approach the throne of God's grace and ask for forgiveness for our sins. And let's ask the spirit of compassion to dwell in our hearts as we reach out sinners for Him. Lord, as we ask for forgiveness for our sins, magkaroon po talaga kami ng true spirit of repentance. Patawarin niyo po kami sa mga pagkakasala namin, sa mga maling desisyon na nagawa namin, at sa mga maling bagay na nagawa namin. Lord, we also thank you for your forgiveness and for your abundant grace to us, even though ilang beses na po kaming natisod at nagpaalin sa daloy ng mundo. Thank you po for your compassion. And ngayon po, Lord, we pray po na bigyan niyo rin po kami ng puso na may compassion as we reach out to the lost for you. Bigyan niyo po kami ng willingness sa aming puso na talaga pong maipakilala po kayo sa iba at pati ang inyong dakilang pagmamahal sa amin. We love you, Lord, and we praise and worship you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Praise God! Napakasarap talaga magkakasama tayo sa pananalangin sa Panginoon. Sana na-refresh ang spirit mo ngayon at yakapin mo ang new beginning na binigay ng Lord sa'yo. Mamayang 4 PM, sama-sama nating i-discover kung anong nangyari kay Matthew after Jesus called him. See you later, mga kaalab!
Matthew, son of Alphaeus.
Yes?
Follow me.
Me?
A marvelous afternoon, mga kaalab. How's your day so far? Marami ka bang ginagawa? Oops, teka lang. Baba mo muna yung mga yan. Samahan mo muna ang balikan ang buhay ni Apostle Matthew in our synchronous praying time. Tara!
When Jesus called him, Matthew immediately left everything behind. His riches, his security, and followed Jesus without any hesitations. His life is one of the most radically changed lives in the Bible.
Fun fact, mga kaalab, alam mo ba na despite Matthew is considered as one of the authors of the 4 Synoptic Gospels in the Bible, he was only mentioned 7 times in the scriptures. At makikita natin or mababasa natin ang maikling portion ng kanyang buhay sa Matthew chapter 9 verses 9 to 13.
On that same day that Jesus invited Matthew to be his disciple, Matthew threw a great banquet in his home in Capernaum and invited his fellow tax collectors and friends so they could meet Jesus as well. Mula noon, si Matthew ay hindi na lamang taga-kolekta ng buwis. Matthew began collecting souls for the kingdom of God.
Wow! What an awesome transformation of God in the life of Matthew, from being a sinner to being a true follower of Jesus. Ikaw kaalab, do you still remember the time when Jesus called you? Ano-ano na ang mga pagbabagong ginawa ng Lord sa buhay mo mula noon? I'm sure marami na at marami pa. Sabi nga ni Paul sa mga taga-Filipos chapter 1 verse 6, "Kaya sigurado, ngayong magandang bagay na inumpisahan ng Diyos sa inyo, tatapusin niya hanggang sa araw na dumating si Christ Jesus." So this time, samahan mo ang manalangin, mga kaalab. Ilapit natin sa Kanya ang ating mga puso na patuloy na mag-alab sa pagsunod sa Kanya. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, Panginoon, for the life of Apostle Matthew. Like Matthew, Lord, you have called us, Panginoon, to Christ-likeness, Panginoon, to transformation, Lord God, and to followership to Jesus. We know, Lord God, that the journey towards Christ-likeness, Panginoon, is not easy, Lord God, but we also know, Panginoon, that it gets beautiful. We ask, Lord God, for stamina, Panginoon, for strength, Lord, to remain in you, to remain in your word, to remain in faithfulness, Panginoon. Na Lord, sa journey na to, manatili po kami nakatingin, Lord God, sa iyo lamang, Panginoon. We allow, Lord God, the Holy Spirit, Panginoon, to strengthen us and give us endurance, Panginoon, as we walk, Lord God, in the race of faith, Panginoon. Thank you, God, for you want us, Panginoon, to be transformed, Lord God, in the likeness of Jesus. And Lord, we can only be transformed, Panginoon, if we are authentic, Lord God, and intentional, Panginoon, our followership to Jesus. So Lord, help us, Panginoon, to trust, Lord God, in the person of Jesus, Panginoon, with everything we have, Panginoon, and everything we are, Panginoon. Make us willing, Lord, to surrender, Panginoon, and to lose everything, Panginoon, Lord God. Everything, Panginoon, even, Panginoon, Lord God, yung security namin, Lord God, as we intentionally, Lord God, follow Jesus, Lord, without any hesitations, Panginoon. And Lord, help us then, Panginoon, give us desperation, Panginoon, Lord God, to live, Panginoon, in a PDA lifestyle, Lord God, as disciples. Na Lord, from this personal revival, Panginoon, yung matagpuan mo po kami, Lord God, na sensitive, Lord God, sa yung leading, Panginoon, sa yung divine appointment, Lord, na wherever you send us, Panginoon, wherever you hold us, Panginoon, we're actively, Panginoon, obeying, Lord God, obeying you, Panginoon, and sharing the good news, Panginoon, and sharing Jesus, Lord God, to everyone, Panginoon, na makakatagpo namin, makahamit namin, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord God, for calling us, Panginoon, to your presence, Lord God. Thank you, Panginoon, Lord God, for this time of prayer, Panginoon, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to send us, Lord God, a burning fire, Panginoon, in our hearts, for you alone, Panginoon, to obey you, Lord God. And maraming salamat, Panginoon, for journeying with us, Panginoon, Lord. Hanggang, Lord God, ang Christ-likeness sa amin, Panginoon, ay patuloy, Lord God, na mabuo. Salamat po, Panginoon. We worship you, Panginoon. We adore you, Lord God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen! Let's follow God until Christ is formed in us. Patuloy pa rin tayong magkita-kita mamayang 8 PM sa ating word sharing online. And just like Matthew, let's bring along our friends so they could know Jesus as well. At syempre, huwag tayong mawawala sa last part ng ating synchronous praying time at 11 PM. Marami pa tayong matututunan sa buhay ni Apostle Matthew. Kita-kits ka, alam!
Matthew, son of Alphaeus.
Yes.
Follow me.
Me?
A wonderful evening, mga ka-alab. We are now in the last segment of our synchronous praying. Alam kong marami kang natutunan kanina sa buhay ni Apostle Matthew sa ating word sharing. Pwede ba bang i-share sa comment box ang isang word or phrase na tumatak sa puso mo? Come on! Get up and wake up! Once again, let us witness the powerful work of Jesus Christ in the life of Apostle Matthew. Bilang isa sa 12 disciples si Jesus, Matthew was able to witness almost all of Jesus' ministry. In fact, Matthew recorded a detailed account of Jesus' life, the story of his birth, his message, and his many deeds in the Gospel of Matthew. In Matthew's past life as a tax collector, it required him to be meticulous in recording tax information. This trait of Matthew made him fit to write the Gospel of Matthew with great accuracy. Alam mo ba, ka-alab, na si Matthew is also considered as one of the 4 evangelists? Yes, Matthew together with Mark, Luke, and John, who traditionally wrote the synoptic Gospels in the Bible, proclaimed the good news with their writings. But among the 4 Gospels, Matthew is the only evangelist who wrote about Jesus' lessons on Beatitudes. His Gospel faithfully described who will truly be blessed by the Kingdom of God. After the ascension of Jesus, Matthew preached the Gospel just like what Jesus asked them to do. Traditionally, it is believed that Matthew preached the good news in Jerusalem for 15 years. And then he established Christian communities in Ethiopia at sa iba't iba pang parte ng Africa. Tradition also tells us that Matthew died as a martyr. You know, grabe talaga ang magagawa ng isang buhay na binago ni Kristo. Imagine, Matthew from being a notorious sinner to becoming a witness of Jesus' love and salvation to nation. Wow! Tunay nga ang sinabi ng Lord sa 1:14 verse 12. Baka tandaan ninyo ang nananalig sa akin ay nakakagawa ng mga ginagawa ko. At higit pa kaysa rito, sapagkat babalik na ako sa Ama. Ka-alab, how's your witnessing for Christ? Tonight, bago pa man tayo matulog, let's ask God for names, faces, and places where we could bear as witnesses for Him. Let's also pray for a transformed life, making a great impact in lives of many. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we worship and glorify you. We also thank you, Father, for giving us another day to know more of you. And right now, Father, we pray for the fire of the Holy Spirit to come down and fill our hearts. Empower us as we share your word to other people. We don't want to keep it in ourselves and we don't want to be silent, for we are witnesses of your goodness to us. Prepare our hearts as we elevate the name of Jesus over all. And also, Lord, we lift up the hearts of the people who will hear your gift. Prepare their hearts and minister to them right now. Move in their lives and open their hearts as they will receive your everlasting love. Ikaw lang, Lord, ang nakakaalam kung ano ang pinagdadaanan ng bawat isa. Kaya, Lord, be with them and draw them away from the works of the enemy. And like Matthew, may they accept and follow Jesus with a willing heart. At ngayon, Lord, we humbly ask for a revival to all nations of this world. Wake up this generation to proclaim what is to come for our future generation. We pray for the nation that you place in our hearts. Help us and let your anointing rest, rule, and abide in us. Father, as I close this prayer, we thank you for this day for letting us intercede once again. Nourish us with your word of life and may each of us be deeper in love with you. We praise you and we love you, Lord. This all we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah! Praise God for such a powerful praying time. Kaalab, let's continue to live out the gospel of Christ. Naway maakbangan natin at ma-reach out natin ang sino mong ibibigay ng Lord na divine appointment sa atin this week. Again, thank you for joining us the whole day in Gleaning the Life of Apostle Matthew. Magkita-kita tayo muli next Alab Friday. Rest well, mga kaalab. To God be the glory!